Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse, the source of models, talent, ads, and media, is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, MACFN Magazine, and IPH Magazine. IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at InfinityPowerhouse.com or send an email to InfinityPowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH. Bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome aboard to Live Your Dream, our weekly Monday meetings where we get to chat with agencies, management groups, scouts, and also hopefully we get to talk with a sponsorship program, a pageant out of Atlanta, Georgia. I spoke with her on last week briefly, and I actually informed her that we were going to invite her on, so she's not able to do it this time. We will definitely have her on next week. Today is a day that I'm super excited. A lot of great things have happened for me just along the way, and we have a great lineup today as well on our show. I do know that God is good all the time, and just being a blessing to others, just being where you want to make sure that the path is open for others, God will open definitely paths for you, and I'm a firm believer of that. So we're going to go ahead and get started on this morning. I'm going to bring our guests on. I ask our guests to please, when you're not speaking, to actually place your phone on mute so we will not get any background noise per se. But I want to welcome you all on to our first guest who's online with us. Hello?
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 Hi.
Yes. How you all are doing? Who we have, Nicole?
Yes, ma'am. How are you this morning?
Yes. Just fine. Hi, Nicole. And then we have Cheryl.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Hi,
Cheryl. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We still are waiting on Christy. Carice did contact us and say that he had some other that he needed to be away from the call. He may call back in a little later before we close out. But I definitely want to say welcome aboard, everyone. We are on this Monday, and it's almost the end of the month. Can y'all believe that?
It went by too fast for me.
Yeah,
too fast.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. So, Cheryl, Nicole is out of Atlanta. I'm going to let her introduce herself to you, and then you can introduce Nicole. Cheryl, you can introduce yourself to Nicole. So, Nicole, go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and also to Cheryl.
Hello, my name is Nicole King. I am the manager, management and CEO of Physique Management. I have a small management company that's here located here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's where I manage actors, models, entertainers, as well as athletes. So I just kind of got my hands dippy-dabbing in a little bit of everything. Looking forward, Ms. Darlene, to promoting some fashion shows up this coming year. I just got the phone with the latest while I was kind of late calling in. Hoping to have more about that next week when I call you. Nothing more than that, just needing any representation, just, you know, have people to look out for me. Like I said, I am a small company. I just started this company last year. So I haven't even been in business for over a year yet. So steady, you know, growing and steady looking for clients.
Awesome.
That is wonderful. Nicole, I am Cheryl Mann, and I am the owner agent of VNC Talent out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. I represent models and actors and I have a couple of my teenage girls who also are in the music business. They both do pop music, and they want to get out and do concerts and things. And I really want to get my models out there working out in our area. We are in both states that I am in, close to Nashville, Tennessee. I'm about an hour and 20 minutes from Nashville. And
yes, Tennessee is my hometown, so I'm very familiar with that area.
Wow,
oh,
that's
boy.
Wonderful. Oh, goodness. Well, great. Praise God. Maybe you can help me then get some connections going and get some work going out here. I've been in business since October the 1st of 2014. However, most of, and basically my dream just started through my daughter as of 2012. She is an actress. She's a model. She's not real tall, so she would benefit from doing fit modeling. She would also benefit from print modeling. And she is the dream of my business. So any help you all can give me, I would greatly appreciate it. And just FYI, my business is founded on Proverbs verses chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
Awesome. Well, that is wonderful. I do know, and Nicole, thank you also for sharing that with her. We are in the actually moving towards just greatness, I know, because the way how it's lined up and everyone who just, you know, helping each other out and giving information. We had sent out some information out earlier, I believe it was yesterday, about anything that you would like to discuss or even any questions you would like to discuss as well. You know, in reference to by you sharing whatever you talking about may help someone not only on the call but out there who's listening and vice versa. So there is one thing that I definitely want to talk about, but I'm going to give you all the opportunity first. Well, a couple of things I want to talk about, but I'll give you the opportunity first. Nicole, is there anything that you have that you want to put out there or any questions you may want to put out there?
Not right now, Ms. Darling, because I'm in the midst of working on a couple of projects, so I can't really say yay and nay of what's going on with them because I don't know how the other people will respond to that. So right now I really can't yay nay or say, but all I can say is that 328 Steph will be preparing. Darius will be starring in this film as well, but I'm sorry to say it is sold out. So hopefully they will do a second show.
Wow. So repeat that again for me, Nicole. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yes,
okay?
She broke up, and I couldn't hear what she said. And so I'm trying to write it down here, too.
Okay.
February 28th is a film, Stealth. It's STELTH. Darius will be premiering in that film. Tickets are sold out, so I'm hoping that they will do a second show according to how the first show come out.
All right.
It's a film that's premiering, so she's hoping that it get picked up by the big box owners, though.
Yes. So that would be more like considered like an indie film or like a...
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. Okay.
And between us, that's why I said I'm breaking out. It's supposed to be a sequel. So, you first heard it. Yes. So, don't.
Don't tell nobody. Okay. So, that is super cool.
But you'll tell us how to get our actors involved in that, I hope, simply because I have Atlanta folk in my agency.
Okay, you have a said it again now.
I said I hope she'll help tell us if there is a sequel, how to get the talent involved, because I do have the talent from Atlanta.
Oh yes, matter of fact, I have several directors that I am going to be working with here in Atlanta this summer. So those are a lot of things that I have going on, Ms. Darlene. That's why I have to just kind of be hush hush right now until everything is set in play.
Yes.
Well, that is Yeah, and that's understandable. I definitely, and Nicole,
I have several of my talents that are in a movie that started going down there February the 12th. It's called Providence, and a lot of my talent was in it. It is a silent film, and it has done very well. And I heard that it even they even did a, you know, that it was held over.
And what was the name of the film again?
It's called Providence, and yes, and it is a silent film. It is faith-based. It was actually filmed right here in Springfield, Tennessee.
All right.
Hmm.
Okay, that is great.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So those are great news that everyone is sharing. And while y'all sharing some great stuff, I'm actually going to be on a gospel radio show today at noon, where they'll be interviewing me. So I'm super excited about that too. So of course, to build our brand up even further, you know, the more I grow, the more everybody else grows, because that's where it's at. And even vice versa with you all as well, by you all bringing things into the fold that helps put awareness out there to other people and spark them. But one of the main things, and Nicole, what I had brought up earlier is basically, not only says sharing, because I know some things are where you can't share, but like if you had any questions to put on the table, like something that you wanted to share with another agency to see how they're handling it, is there anything that you would say that Christy listen to it later on, or either Jennifer, she was actually with her family this past week. Her sister passed away. So I know she's supposed to come back in town today. We did send a message to her. We haven't got anything back, but I know that she is still working, you know, and dealing with all of that as well. So we just keep her lifted in prayers. So anything that you want to put out there that you may want to ask about, that someone that maybe could answer for you, or either myself?
No, not right now.
No,
not right
now. Okay.
I think
Cheryl, you had mentioned some things to me on Friday. What about some concerns you may have, Cheryl, within the industry that may be working for you or may not be working for you?
One of our biggest concerns as an agency is getting the letters of referral from the directors that are CSA to get us on Breakdown Services and Casting Network, so that we have a bigger arena to get the talent working, not just all of these, as I call them, low-budget, no-pay jobs, because a lot of the actors are wanting, you know, they have built their resume, they're ready to make the next step, and they came because, you know, I'm like at a stalemate. I've been sent, went as far as to call Casting Society of America, and they basically said they didn't understand why Actors Access was like that. And I just wanted to know if there was anybody on here, how they either made it through that process or what you're doing to secure your letters, because, you know, being in business since October of 2014, you know, this is getting very discouraging, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Cheryl, I'm going to tell you, that's one problem I have run into as well, but I have not found the answer to that problem, the question yet. And I did ask the agent who is on Actors Access, and no, the answer I got was a lot of money. That wasn't the answer I was looking for. You know, I want to know, how did you go about getting this done? And she just laughed me off and said a lot of money and kept walking. So people are not just voluntarily giving you that information, and I am really finding that out. So I'm hoping that when I meet with this director and take one of his classes, I'm hoping that I can get a better answer to what I'm needing to be doing to receive those letters and get those letters.
So that's why I'm kind of just sitting back until I take this webinar class. And then once I do that, I'm going to see what avenue that I need to go from there. Because it's like you, it's very discouraging, especially when you have talents that you know have the ability to go further and do further. And then you see all these roles out there that are for them, and you cannot submit them for them because they're not a part of Actors Access, or you cannot get on Actors Access. But we know that the roles are there because our children, like you say, your daughter and my son, they're both on Actors Access, and it's easier for us to submit them for projects because we're their, you know, their personal managers. We can get into their profiles and do that. But as a manager standpoint, as an agency standpoint, we need our own agency and management numbers. Because we're not getting paid for these background things that they're doing because it's not enough money to get paid for those background jobs because they're only getting paid, what, $64 for 8 hours, or if they're lucky, $100 for 12 hours. So, you know, it's just really not a lot of money to take from them. So, and I don't even ask for them for money. They don't even pay fees for me because it's just like expiring. I'm just starting with them. I want to get them to the level to where I can get them to an agent or a management top management company. So, but like you understand, Ms. Carol, it's very frustrating. It is, and I'm still working on that same problem because it's like 800 casting network, and like you said, Actors Access. But it's really Casting Network and Actors Access who are really the pain in the butt.
Right. Well, now Casting Network let us as agency on there, but they want our talent to pay $49.95, and honestly, you know, as an agent, I can't require my talent to pay for something that I'm not seeing any proof when even I myself, my daughter's expired, I let it expire because she wasn't getting any work from there. Everything I've been seeing from Alexander Casting was free work or was still the very low-paid stuff or student films, and, you know, why pay $49.95 when all you got to do is network on Facebook and you can find all the free jobs you want?
The same thing is on there, correct, and that's what, you know, but I put them on there because I have just submitted my son for a job, and it was actually a paying job. So, and when I said a paying job, it was like $250 a day. So I just submitted him for that.
Well, now maybe I need to resubmit my, you know, re-add my daughter back up on there, you know, but it's hard, you know. I mean, I know $49.95 is yearly, and at least it's not monthly. And I know I ran into a situation last night. I had a casting director calling me wanting all of my talents IMDb link, and you know, the thing is, I do have some that do pay the pro IMDb link and you know, to get their picture up, and then I have some that just do the free, you know, IMDb. What are your thoughts on that? Because I'm hearing from some people they don't even look, you know, some directors, they don't even look at IMDb, and then this one director wants you, they won't even use you for a project if you don't have IMDb. So what are your thoughts on that? Have y'all run into that?
No, ma'am, I haven't run into that problem. But he has an IMDb page, but I have not run into that problem. But Darius does have a page. I feel like IMDb pages really are for those who are been in major motion films.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They those credits, you know, that's where I even though Darius has one, but I really still feel that that's $140, $950 a year that I'm basically wasting because he has to be in major films in order to get credits. So that's why I'm like, you don't get credit for background work. So, and a lot of our talents are doing a lot of background right now to get to the level that they need. So I feel like it's a waste of money right now to do $159 for our IMDb page after I done paid for it. But so we're really actually was supposed to be the free one, and you know how you're supposed to counsel it, and I didn't counsel it, so they end up getting the money. So basically that's how they got it out of me. So it wasn't intentional.
Well, now,
right.
Do, I do let my daughter, you know, I do pay monthly to let my daughter have the IMDb Pro, because that also gives me access to go on there to see what, you know, because under the IMDb Pro, there are castings that you can submit to, and a lot of them will put their email address and not just a button to
submit.
Submit right there. And that's how I've been, you know, kind of submitting some of the talent I have for other projects, because, you know, they're so hard to clean.
Exactly.
Wow. And that's
so, Michelle, you basically like me. Your children are trial and error. So you.
Yes.
Now, I wish I could get her modeling up and going. That's where I'm at a dead standstill with that. I can't even find no model jobs out here. You know, nothing.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of the gigs that are here, they're not paid. All this stuff, a lot of the work that these children are doing here are free work. I mean, I haven't seen a paid modeling gig yet, unless it is on one of the Actors Access or something of that nature.
Right, exactly. Did any of y'all see that the other day and submit? I forget what casting director it was under, but it was on Facebook, and it's about a commercial that is going to be filmed down in the Atlanta area. I forget who had it. I don't know if it was, I cannot remember, but I saw it. It was just on a casting director's Facebook page. And I submitted everybody I could think of that met the criteria. And I was just wondering if any of y'all down in the Atlanta area had seen it and submitted, and if you had heard anything back, because I hadn't heard a word.
Wow.
I know what you're talking about. It was the birthday party. No, not the birthday party. It was the, I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was the Target commercial. And they wanted, and then they were going to have like a little church scene in there with it. It was right good pay for the, lead roles.
Yeah, because that was on Actors Access page, I believe.
It was on Actors Access, but whoever the casting director was also put it down on her Facebook, and even put her email, and that's how I went ahead and submitted some of my people.
Yes, wow. It was the WSA commercial. That's what it's called.
Yes. Winsome Sinclair. That's who it was. Winsome Sinclair. She's one of the bigger casting directors. I actually met her last summer here in Nashville. She was asked to come and do ActorCom, which is a big event that was just a one-day thing, and they had casting directors from all across the country, and they thought maybe 50 actors would show up, and actors were so hungry for things here, it ended up being over 200 actors show up for the one day. And this year,
wow,
they're already planning it, and it's going to be 2 days. For if any of your people want to do it, it is inbox me, and I can send you the information. But it's going to be, instead of one day this time, it's going to be 2 days, and they're going to have casting directors from all across the country at this event. This time they're going to teach classes. They're going to have like a question answer session, and they're also going to have even a time to get a headshot done, and then one-on-one with a casting director.
Okay.
Wow. Well, that's good. And you know, when opportunities do come out like that, trust and believe the people are going to go after, because like you said, a lot of times it's very far, you know, few in between that things are out there for you all as well. So when working in an arena where I'm you know, working with and seeing whatever, you know, what I'm seeing also when it comes to paying jobs for models, yes, it's so well known to pay very little or pay nothing at all in so many cases. But I do
have some models that are being paid to do different things. And it comes from a lot of times the city and state, and it's sometimes it comes down from, you know, what you're just accustomed to. And it's really sad sometimes because I feel like once a model have walked for you as a designer or either was in a showcase that you have promoted and put out there and you've done it like two times, three times, then it should be something more to it than just, you know, having them just walk. So that's something that I even within my being, my company, I have a problem with that. I've mentioned it also to other showcases, you know, in the area I'm currently living now as well. But that's something that we just have to stay true to the core. And just this is something that, because when they put on the event and they look at everyone who's getting paid, who's walking away with the money, the ones who are promoting it, the one who is having it, the ones who, you know, have actually, you know, did all that to get the models in it, but the model's not walking away. So that's something that definitely needs to change. I do agree 100%, definitely.
Yes, and you know, the bad thing is on these model events that we've been involved in, they make it sound like it is a competition and that's why they're paying. But then the prizes that they make out like they're winning is virtually nothing, or to receive the prizes that they say they've won, they've got to go back to another show to redeem the prize. So then again,
oh, wow.
There you go, as a parent, you're paying again.
Exactly.
Wow.
Those are the ones I don't like those. I don't like the competitions where you have to register, you know, and I just feel like this is not a competition, you know. If I can understand if you're competing for contracts, for, you know, major contracts with these top model management companies, then I can understand seeing something of that nature. But I'm not competing for a major contract, so why am I filling out registration forms for $149, $150? You know,
right.
I don't understand, though, that, you know, and I just can't see doing that. And that's why I don't put a lot of my models in things of that nature, because I can't see them paying that amount of money for something that you're going to get looked over because it's going to be so many people there.
So, Nicole, this is for something like if they're going to be in a model showcase, like a fashion show or something, they're charging that amount? Or that's for something like they're trying to say if they're going to compete?
No, they're actually the fashion show.
What?
I was gonna put linen in it, you know, and you know how you read these things and you dig more and more and you start digging and you start researching, and when I start researching, I'm like, oh, these are for you know, I can't pay this registration fee. This is not a fashion show, because if it's a fashion show and you're asking for designers and you're asking for models, why am I paying you $129 to walk?
Right.
And what are they getting? But what are, for that money, what are they getting out of it? I mean, see,
nothing. That's what I couldn't figure out. If I'm gonna get a photo shoot out of it, or you know, a contract or something of that nature, then I can understand and see paying that. You know, if I know that I'm gonna be looked at by a major model agency or a major agency of any sort. Then I can see doing that.
Wow.
Well, do you mind guessing who it was? I mean, is that
something
for me to ask?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you mind sharing with us who the person was, or is this just an in general comment, because we've experienced the same thing, and you know, I mean, and this person that has done us like this, you know, I don't mind sharing, but I don't wanna, I don't think it's the same person.
Yeah, well, Cheryl, I would rather for that to be discussed offline, because at that point, if someone come and say you misunderstood this, then it could be actually, you know, a legal action. So no, we would rather share that offline when it comes to names or giving any providing any information of that sort. But that's common in a lot of areas where people, they do look for different ways. They just change it around a little bit, so you know, to make it seem one way, but really it's another. And I understand the overhead fee for you have to charge for your different spaces and things you do. But when it comes to the end of the day, I just want to make it fair for everyone. And if they're going to charge, make it worth it. Make it worth it. Make it make sense. And make it, well, definitely that you care about who you have in front of you and you're at their best interest, not out to just go from city to city and get money because you can. You know, because a lot of them, they go to the major cities and they say, well, you can sign with this major modeling agency, but when you do, they'll probably pick one or two that they'll give a freebie for everything. So you still have to fly up there, but you still say New York. But you still in the back, in the end, the rest of them, they may have been selected, but they still have to pay for it, not only for their flight, for the photo shoot, and for all, you know, other things too. So you have to, you know, make sure that whoever is out there putting it out there, that they can really move, that they're makers and shakers. Because if not, then it's just, you just have to do your homework to see who you're dealing with. So that is definitely true.
Exactly. Right. Because we have run into that with a lot of these places, and then they were like, well, the cast, we want to bring you in because the casting director has, you know, want to look at you and want to get a second look. And then we have gotten there, and we're like, okay, we thought we was meeting with the casting director. You're sitting here showing us this and showing us that. And then, you know, wanted my son to do this and repeat a monologue and take some photos. And then at the end, you're saying that, well, we think that he could benefit from training. That's not what that email said to me.
Right.
You know, so
right.
You have to just start weaning people out. And I got another phone call about one of my other talents about that. And they didn't realize that this was the same person that they tried to jimmy about 2 months ago, and I just laid it on the line and let them know, hey, we've been through this round, this ballpark one time before, and this is what happened. And I played it all back to them, and then that's when they said, Ms. King, we're sorry to bother you.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
So a lot of this stuff is a gimmick, and they try to get who they can get, draw you in, give you this paperwork, wonderful, saying that you got a contract, and then at the end of the day, you're still having to pay $400 and $500 for photos that you still probably won't get but maybe 2 to 3 pictures of, and they're going to keep all the other edits. I have run into all that, and I just don't want to be in that arena anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to look at it, and knowing that you know for yourself, because it's so many people learn the hard way. But I'm so glad that you're able to look at it from that angle, and you're looking out for the best interests of whoever signed on with you, because those are key components. But ladies, it comes to the time where our segment's about to end, but we're going to play our last commercial for today. There's something that definitely I'm going to present to you all both. We have a company that actually will do for our commercials for our guests and also commercials for our clients as well. So I'll present that to you all as well and see if that's something y'all want to do, and then y'all can have the segment played on our show as well. So
okay.
The day before we close out also, I want to let everybody know that that our finale, and congratulations to your son for winning the second day.
Yay!
Congratulations.
And it's also looking for new advertising.
Yes.
It's Models Talent Ads and Media is looking for new talent, models that would like to break into the entertainment business. IPH Models Talent Ads and Media is also looking for new advertising and media clients that would like to bring a professional staff. Ladies,
where we will have some models and also talent come on and be on the call with us. Hopefully we'll get that coming up soon. And then they can ask you all questions pertaining to your company, and then you all could actually, you know, answer them, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to close out, but thanks so much for tuning in. And Cheryl, again, thank you for coming aboard with us and being a resource to the models as well.
And then, Cheryl, what is your Facebook page or email?
Okay. You can find me at The and C Talent on Facebook. You can also email at The and C Talent at gmail.com.
Awesome. Okay, and then I know with on Facebook, I just added you all to the group. I think everybody's in that same group, and you all can actually go there and just click on and follow them as well. But thank you so much, ladies, and I'll be chatting with y'all again next week. And remember, these are some great topics that we discussed today. Hopefully the ones who are listening to, they'll be able to get something out of it and see. And also send us, we have a setup where they can send us questions as well. And if anyone does, I'll share that with you all next week.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, y'all have a great day, and thank y'all for tuning in to Live Your Dream. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.